You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The most important meal of the day.
Breakfast food with Leisha Jones on 95BFM.
Oh, Leisha, hi.
Hi. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
That was cool.
That's called a sting. Ah. An intro. Leisha, hi. Hi, hi.
Hi.
Leisha, for people who haven't met you, we met you once before, and now you're a regular.
Yeah.
You're on the spot. You're our go-to for food. I guess there's only one thing in everybody's minds right now.
Hot cross buns.
Hot cross buns. Yeah. Pretty much.
So, yeah, it's the season of the hot cross bun. They've been around for a while. I feel like they pop up just after Christmas.
Yeah, I feel like they pop up like sort of the day after Easter finishes the last time around.
Yeah,
it?
And
well, that's not true because that's part of why they're special.
Have you ever just like sort of like in like September had a hot cross bun?
No, I like to save them. They're a seasonal treat and I like to save them.
That's off the rick, you know, I reckon, if you're doing something like that.
Why, you?
I wouldn't even care that it wasn't within the hallowed Christian celebration of Easter. Yeah,
fair.
I'd even eat a chocolate egg. You know, I don't even care. I just eat them whenever.
Fair enough.
Cream eggs. Remember when cream eggs only came out around Easter? Do you remember that? Remember when they first came out? Remember that? What is this?
Well,
hey, cream only came out around Easter. So what happened? The hell used to be.
The thing is, you have to bake them.
Not even real eggs. You know that, no way.
Can't get a word in.
They look a bit like eggs, but they're not real eggs.
You have to bake them in a whole tray, though, hey?
Yeah, you do, and so they rise and they stick together.
You'd have 12.
We're back to hot cross buns now.
But I'm not baking my own. I'm buying them from the store. I think that just leave it up to the professionals that know what
they're doing. What are these professionals doing that you can't do?
I just don't like baking, so I'm more of a... Yeah. But
I'm not a good baker.
Is anybody else eating their hot cross buns with cheese? Because... I would recommend it.
Really?
Yeah.
This is like the corn chowder tip last week. This is like Leisha's hot tip for
the week. So you know how on a fruit board, on a cheese board, you normally have some kind of fruit, like a grape or like a quince paste or something? So it's a very similar kind of vibe. If you
pass the quince paste, would you?
If you put cheese on a hot cross bun, it's that sweet kind of, you know.
I think you're starting to get fruit loafy here, though, aren't you?
My mind has just been blown.
And another thing is bacon. If you make a bacon butty with bacon on a hot cross bun, it's the same kind of... You know, concept is putting bacon on pancakes or French toast.
What about ice cream on a hot cross bun then?
Yeah, you can do an ice cream
sweet
sandwich.
This is salty and sweet.
Yeah. Oh, well, a roast potato, some ice cream, and I don't know, then some bacon on a hot cross bun.
Yeah.
Is there a specific kind of cheese or any kind of cheese?
Like something sharp, like an aged Gouda or cheddar or something like that.
You don't want to get too grunty though, do you? You don't want to get too earthy.
You could go cream cheese, which is quite mild as well.
Because there is that mulled wine sort of, the spicy tingle on there.
I mean, the mulled wine spicy tingle.
There might be people out there that have never had a hot cross bun.
Really?
There may be. Yeah, this is the thing. I think we need to appreciate the fact that there may be people out there that have shied away from such things.
So if you only get them from the professionals, where would you recommend?
What are they?
I don't really discriminate when it comes to hot cross buns.
I
think the ones from the supermarket are just as
online.
Good. As long as they're toasted and you serve them with like a really rude amount of butter. Have you ever seen how your grandparents put butter on hot cross bun? You know, they put it on in a slab, like as if it's cheese, and you can see the teeth marks when you bite into it. That's how you want to be buttering.
Who's teeth marks?
I feel like that's how you want to be with most things that you butter, but I don't know.
I don't use butter for anything.
Really?
No, I just don't.
Have you not on a hot cross bun?
No, not really.
Wow.
No. So you're just eating it dry?
Well, now I might chuck a roast potato with some ice cream and some cheese and some, croutons and whatever.
Hang on, you're going a bit overboard there. That doesn't sound right.
Well, it's Easter.
You're going to put croutons, potatoes and ice cream,
lettuce,
inside.
Maybe a yam as well.
Okay.
Underrated yam. Talking to celebrity chef Al Brown about
interesting that you say the supermarkets, because I saw some hot cross buns from the actually my flatmate bought some hot cross buns down.
I want to ask you a question, Tess, before we move on. I want to ask you how many hot cross buns you've had this season already.
I haven't finished talking yet. And he had brioche hot cross buns.
Okay. Well,
Have you seen those?
I haven't seen those, but yeah, people are doing some pretty fancy things with hot cross buns. Where did he get those from?
He got them from New World.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the secret's in the title, isn't it? New World.
A hot cross bun is normally like a brown, cinnamony.
It wasn't just like a burnt Sally Lunn.
I don't know. No, it wasn't. It was a brioche hot cross bun with raisins.
Yeah.
Did you taste it?
No. It freaked me out a little bit.
It might have just been something else. It might have just been a bun one. He said it was a brioche one. Mm. You know?
So what else is Easter?
Well, lamb. often get served at Easter time. And a lot of people like to serve roast leg of lamb, but I personally would do a shoulder because it's so much...
Oh, the taste of shoulder.
It's... Lamb's so easy to... Leg is so easy to, like, dry out and, you know, because you normally serve it a little bit pink. But shoulder, you can just cook it low and slow for, like, 4 hours and then you can go and socialise with your family and your friends where you just leave it to do its thing.
Shoulder.
Bone in, and then shred it and instead of slicing it, instead of carving it. And that is, I think, you know, a lot more fail-safe.
And that is that's the that's really the premium Easter sort of feast.
So would you
lamb? The lamb. Yeah, lamb. Yeah. That would be your show pony.
Yeah, I mean,
low
it's mains. Traditional.
Yeah, show low pony and mains. Slow in the oven with what?
Four hours, Tess.
Garlic and rosemary. Oh.
Stop it.
Yeah.
May as well just fast track winter.
Yeah.
Or you can
that sort of taste.
Middle Eastern spice rub it.
Yeah, see, and then, that's what I was imagining.
Yeah, and then shred it, and then you can serve it with flatbreads and a bunch of accompaniments like hummus and yogurt, mint yogurt sauce. And
I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing.
Go a little bit. Some shredded red cabbage, you know, some pickles, some salad. Yum. And then,
okay. The artiste at work. Yeah.
That's what I would be doing.
Look how satisfied you are, Tess.
I like the idea of low and slow for 4 hours. That's great.
Yeah, because the thing is you can put it on and just forget about it. And
4 hours, I mean, that's a...
Well, if it's on the weekend, you don't stand outside the oven for 4 hours.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh, okay.
You just gotta pop it in and forget about it.
Yeah.
No, you pour something. I don't know.
Well, okay. It's low and slow. That's the idea. It's fail-safe.
But then we forget about it. That's the worries in there. Yeah.
Set a timer.
Go out.
But yeah, when the bone's in,
go to a show or something like that.
It's really hard to dry it out. You know, as long as it's on a low enough temperature.
Yeah. Any other meats that are very fashionable? I mean, obviously poultry.
Poultry
in Easter, you know, if you have the family around, poultry, surely some sort of bird.
Yeah, I guess.
you're really at the, I mean, you're sold on that shoulder, aren't you?
Poultry, to me, I mean, what, like a turkey that's
I don't know, just a you know.
A roast chicken, yeah.
A smattering of quail, I don't know. Yeah, a roast chicken,
someone
I guess.
Someone texted in to say, and they said, a rude amount of butter so you can see your teeth. Were we separated at birth? Someone said... I think people that is the way to butter stuff.
Yeah,
it's the only way, especially if it's hot.
It's just that's literally putting butter on something, you know, like the big clump of butter on the thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, your grandparents, you know, back in the day, they didn't care about that kind of stuff. They weren't watching their figure or anything, so they all just sliced it like it was cheese, and then, you know,
no internet back then.
Chucked it on.
Yeah.
Let it melt.
No celebrity chefs back then, you know. Straight down the guts, wasn't it? That shoulder finished.
Beautiful. And you have all the time to prepare for Easter. I'm getting excited.
I mean, are you the person to ask about fancy eggs, like, you know, like painting eggs, that sort of, I mean, do you know anything about that?
I've never got into the sort of arts and crafty side of it.
Arts and crafts.
What about the chocolate side of it?
I don't have a huge sweet tooth, but I do every year look forward to a lint bunny, you know?
Yeah, they are really good.
And the ears and the ass are so thick, the chocolate part.
I know what you mean. That is a satisfying chomp, isn't it? That
it's true.
Man, but let's be honest, and, you know, with just down to the facts of the matter here, man, there's some shitty chocolate out there at Easter.
There
you
is,
you know,
yeah.
they just want to sell it to you. Here's a massive one the size of a Tyrannosaurus Rex's head and just full of other shitty ones from a chocolate company you've never heard of, only for today sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, like, little is the way to go.
Yeah.
Little and treat it.
Well, you know what? Ferrero Rocher, you can bugger off. That's a scam, isn't it? It's just a rolled
scam?
Up,
what's your
just
name?
Rolled up bits. Isn't that?
They're a bit retro now, those Ferrero Rocher, aren't they? They were hot for a minute, but...
Yeah, but if you're to believe the ad, there's all sorts of demigods up there chucking them around, and you know, so they're second hand for a start. It's not very nice.
Well, there you go.
All right, so Tess, are you satisfied with your Easter feast?
I certainly am.
Queries? Let's have an imaginary menu. Now you've taken that on board. Yeah, come on.
That's Leisha's.
I think shoulder. We'll all be cooing at the beautiful shredded shoulder.
With flatbreads and hummus.
I like that menu.
Beautiful.
So you got maybe your
take
your
on board
version
those
of that?
Recommendations, yeah, absolutely.
Meanwhile, just chugging down the hot cross buns. And they're available now, are they, hot cross buns?
Oh, yeah, available since January, I think. Yeah.
Traditionally, hot cross buns, that's a Good Friday thing, isn't it? Is that the first of the... Or was it the other end of Easter?
I don't know. I grew up in a household where the Easter bunny was very confused and our eggs arrived on a different day each year, so I'm not the right person to ask about what day you eat things.
It's actually, I mean, as much as that would have been annoying, it's still amazing that a bunny can at least recognise that at a certain time of the year they have to get down to business and deliver eggs.
Yeah.
You know, I find that, I just think that's amazing. I mean, you don't see rabbits doing that.
It's a little bit creepy too, the way he sneaks in at night.
Yeah, but I mean, did anything go missing? No. You know, it's just light, you know, some delight shared and no questions asked. Okay, where'd they come from? Okay, fine. Cheers. Boom, boom, boom. See you next year, bunny.
In response to your arts and crafts query, Mikey, someone's texted in saying, Easter arts and crafts, boiled eggs wrapped in onion skins for marbled yolky eye candy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, well, Godspeed, you can do that.
Are you familiar with that?
You can dye the outside with different kinds of food. So red cabbage also, red cabbage makes the outside of an egg go blue.
Oh.
That's weird!
Like a purpley blue. Yeah. That's the only one I can think of.
I can see you not wanting to delve too much into the arts and crafts like that. Yeah. So let's just, Alicia, thank you very much for coming in. We'll speak to you again next week.
Yes.
Woohoo!
Yumbo.
Breakfast food on 95. 95- BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.